guys, my name is Sanaya Bates, and I'm your host from the Minnesota Daily. Right now, you're listening to In the Know, a podcast dedicated to the University of Minnesota by students for students. Whenever you visit Dinkytown, what do you think of? Is it the stores, the restaurants, the students? What if you considered all of those factors? The stores, the restaurants, and the students. Well, Dinkytown's culture is like that of no other, acting as the center of Minneapolis student life here at the University of Minnesota. Even if you're someone who doesn't attend the U, you may just find yourself exploring this bustling college town. With a mix of small clothing stores, cafes, and casual bars, Dinkytown has become a staple in the lives of those who attend the university, live near it, or visit frequently. Its close proximity to several of the Gophers' sporting arenas, such as Williams Arena and 3M Arena at Mariucci, has also fostered a place for Gophers sports lovers to congregate before and after games. Bringing in people from all walks of life, Dinkytown undoubtedly has a community worth talking about. Everyone and everything in Dinky is connected in one way or another. Whether it's where you go to get your coffee every morning or who might be serving you a nice warm cookie. Lance Koshimba, one of the managers at Insomnia Cookies, is always eager to give away cookies as they bring a different kind of joy to his daily life.
Cookies bring joy to people. I love giving away free cookies. Like if a broken cookie, I love giving those customers because a free cookie makes someone's day and just see people smile. I love customer service, but Walmart and all those places, people are a lot less happy. And Insomnia people are always just happy because, we got delicious cookies. They're just happy to be here. So definitely giving people a smile every day and just being in a really happy environment.
While Insomnia gives out free cookies to customers every now and then, say when someone breaks their newly bought cookie or the managing staff are feeling generous, they also give away cookies to those who are in need. According to Koshimba, Dinkytown Insomnia often gives away free cookies to halfway houses, which are community-based rehabilitation facilities that aid recently incarcerated individuals in returning to society.
Halfway houses are stepping into the society where it's like maybe in between jail and like in between like real life where it's like they need the most support right then and there. So cookies, they always come in and tell us how much they love our cookies. We give them a lot of free cookies. And so that's also something I love doing, just giving free cookies to the halfway house because those guys appreciate it.
Once again, Dinkytown is a perfect example of your classic college town. Unlike other towns around Minnesota, the average age in Dinkytown is usually somewhere between 18 and 22, making the college town, well, a college town. The youth in Dinky keeps its bustling streets packed at all times. Whether it's 8 a.m. or 2 a.m., there will always be kids out on the town. And that's something that makes running a cookie shop in a college town so unique in comparison to running one in another town elsewhere.
I think it sounds bad, but the youth, everyone just... I used to live up north where, average age 73, there's a lot of old people. But here it's you look around, just young, youthful people, happy. And, nothing wrong with old people. It's just nice to see people my own age compared to up north.
Speaking of a college town being like none other, there's a unique trading system within Dinkytown that we're sure not everyone is aware of. That's right. The different restaurants in Dinky give goods and services to each other, just as they do to you, the everyday customer. Cherry Bailey, one of the managers at Jimmy John's right next door to Insomnia, says that the two restaurants enjoy trading, but like to keep their transactions low-key.
We just do it because sometimes the employees want to eat something different, so that's our way of treating our employees to different type of food other than eating our food here. And we kind of just hey, you want to trade our food off like that, but we kind of steer not to doing trades like that. Because it kind of messes up the inventory with the food. Yeah, and we try to kind of keep the trade kind of minimum as far as hey, you can trade just your sandwich. Don't trade a whole party platter or something like that. Party platter worth, which is $60 worth of food. So we try not to do that versus just $10, keep it minimum.
Crunchies and us also have a partnership. We always give each other free food, even if we're not trading. Just if they walk in there, they get free cookies here, and we just do a lot of trades. That's about it. I guess Blarney's also, we get to cut the line at Blarney's, but I can't really think what else with other communities, other stores.
But of course, these lovely businesses love serving you just as much as they love serving each other. Both Insomnia Cookies and Jimmy John's are food joints that stay open pretty late. Loads of different people make their way through the both of them, especially rowdy college kids after a night of drinking or coming from a big game.
Like once the like spring gym happens, that those are my fun times working here. The games are pretty much fun. Dealing with all the drunk kids is fun for me. I don't know, but some people don't like working when it's busy, but I love working when it's a big rush here. Late night bar rushes is very fun. You get to see all the kids on their drunk hours just walking around, eating a sandwich in weird ways. Like I've seen some just eat it upside down. Yeah, I've seen weird ways on how they eat their sandwich when they're drunk and how they act when they're drunk. So yeah, the night rushes will be fun.
Alongside all of the workers having a blast getting to collaborate with each other and serve in a college community, there are also students within these establishments who are getting the Dinkytown insider experience too. Sifun Biru, an employee at Crunchies, has gotten to experience all of Dinkytown's ins and outs, being both a student attending the U and someone working within the Dinky business scene.
There's a really nice community in Dinkytown. I work with a friend, and it's really nice getting to see her and able to, like, you know, work and talk between the slow hours. I've gone like close with my other coworkers. It's like close in the community. I don't feel like I'm scared to like ask for like days off or anything compared to like my other jobs. I feel more relaxed. Yeah. Just like bonding with all my coworkers because we're all students, so we just bond over like teacher trauma or like weird roommates and just like be able to like talk with each other and like just feel a little bit like free within our shift. We talk a lot. It feels like more than the family, more than like just, you know, just a bunch of business that are separate.
So the next time you take a trip to Dinkytown, take some time to think about your surroundings. You just might discover that you're part of something much bigger than just a little college town. This episode was written by Sanaya Bates and produced by Kaylee Sarovi. As always, we appreciate you listening in, and feel free to leave us an email at podcasting@mndaily.com with comments, questions, or concerns. I'm Sanaya, and this is In the Know.